6 Fortigate right now, and I'm just waiting around to lay a super LP. Venus and Mars by Paul McCartney and Wings. Really, I mean, it's basically one of the only reasons I'm here. Good looking weekend shaping up. I just dropped by. I've been really sharing a little bit of it with you to play some good, good music on the radio. And make sure you get some in that music library of yours. Venus and Mars by Paul McCartney and Wings. Super album. A promotional consideration from Capitol Records. I'm going to deliver it to you in just a minute. So hang in to win in music radio.
Instead of guiding your family all over...
Beautiful things are happening at your Washington area Pontiac dealers.
The new Astra S Coupe with a beautiful new low price, $28.41.
Manufacturer suggested retail price, including dealer prep charges, but not freight, taxes, or title, $28.41 for the new Astra S Coupe.
At your Washington area Pontiac dealer.
Beautiful.
Compare that price with the other leading subcompacts. Pontiac's new Astra S Coupe is priced lower than a Beetle, Rabbit, Datsun B210, and Honda Civic.
Beautiful.
And some beautiful gas economy, too. EPA Buyer's Guide certified Astra at 21 miles to the gallon in city traffic, 29 on the highway.
A new Pontiac, the Astra S Coupe.
A new price, $28.41. And that's just suggested list. See how much better your Pontiac dealer will do for you. He'll make you one beautiful deal.
Beautiful things are happening
at your Washington area Pontiac dealers.
What does feeling free mean to you?
Running on a beach.
Playing frisbee.
Columbus in the morning time, 6:51, and here at Chum's, Paul McCartney and Wings on the line at 432-1580. You've got the LP Venus and Mars. If you're caller number 3 at 432-1580, Columbus wants to talk to you. WPGC. Hi, I'm Columbus in the morning, 6:54, and hey, I'd like to congratulate Gary Sherbert at Silver Spring, Maryland. Gary just called in to win Venus and Mars by Paul McCartney and Wings, their new album, and it is truly going to be one of the sensational LPs of 1975. We're delivering it to you with promotional consideration from Capitol Records. Hope you enjoy it, because we'll be dealing them all day long, so just hang in to win. 6:54. Hi, I'm Columbus in the morning.
When you consider your options and buy the...
6:55. Hey, the Northern Virginia Hotline provides 24-hour assistance. For full info, just call 527-4077. In the news, here's what's happening. The Washington Post reports this morning that Governor Marvin Mandel has for the first time become a subject of a federal investigation of political corruption in Maryland. Well, you're nobody till somebody investigates you, I've always said. Quoting informed sources, the paper said the ongoing investigation had previously focused on two of Mandel's friends and political fundraisers, but not the governor himself. Frank DiFilippo, Mandel's press aide, said the governor has received no notice that he's under investigation. You get notified about this? Well, the Post says that in... Really, can you imagine? You open up the mail one day. Dear Mr. Mandel, we would like to inform you that you are cordially under investigation. Well, the Post says that in recent months, the investigation has developed evidence of a pattern in which Mandel received favors from Dale Hess and Harry Rogers. At the same time, Hess and Rogers were benefiting from state actions. Ah. Among the favors received by Mandel were inclusion in favorable business deals. The only kind to get into. It was the same federal grand jury probe which led to former Vice President Spiro Agnew's resignation in 1973. Metro weather looks like this. Partly sunny today, breezy, and very pleasant. Humidity reads should be pretty low. It's going to be a nice Friday in the city. Warm, highs up to around 85 degrees. Your current Washington temperature is 70 degrees at WPGC. WPGC, AM and FM Morningside. Hi, this is Columbus in the morning. It's 7 o'clock with Grand Funk.
I'm in love with the girl.
Hi, I'm Columbus in the morning. Good morning, time 7:02. And guess who we've got out cruising in the gold Monte Carlo? I think we have her out there. Linda Kelly. How you doing, Linda? Oh, snoring from the glove compartment. Hey, Linda. Where are you at right now, Linda?
Needs to be one of the coaches is
Well, Linda, you sound a little tired this morning. You don't really, not on the air, but Linda is a little tired. Why is that?
I got in at 3:30 this morning.
Now, ordinarily, we don't like to talk, at least not over the radio, about getting in at 3:30 in the morning. But that's because Linda has been up at a hitmaker's convention. No, it has nothing to do with The Godfather. This is a record industry thing, right? In Baltimore, they're all up there getting lots of work done, right, Linda?
Oh, lots of work, believe me. Really.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we won't get into the kind of work involved. Well, Linda, listen, I tell you what, the game plan is simple, right? How are we going to deliver those $100 bills this morning?
Well, this is really easy. I'm going to be looking for people on Kenilworth Avenue in towards the D.C. area this morning. All you got to do is have a WPDC bumper sticker on your car, then when I see your bumper sticker and call out your license number on the air and you give me a big wave, you'll win a big $100 bill.
It's as simple as that, Linda. Listen, we'll be looking for you a little bit later. Keep it on the highway, my dear, because we want to deal a lot of cash this morning to Metro Washington. Good looking Friday in the city. Sunny skies and temperatures soaring up to around 85. Another from McCartney and Wings. Mr. Mars LP delivery coming up in just a little bit. You want to hang in there for that. Plus, yes, another amazing letter to dear Mr. C. I'm going to try and straighten out one messed up dude. And it's you hang in to hear all about that. 707, hi, Columbus in the morning.
Have fun for a change. Pick up a Frosty. Drink a Frosty root beer for a change.
Here, Columbus in the morning, 709. And I want to turn you on to a sporting event. There has already, I just mentioned it a few times, already been a lot of talk about the PGC Jocks against the dudes from the Hangar Club in the slow-pitch softball. We're going to be playing over at the Bowling Air Base tonight. But game time is 6:30, right? Now, there have been some calls here at the station. I have never promised, never ever, that the PGC Jocks, or the dudes from the Hangar Club, for that matter, would be wearing anything but normal softball uniforms. Of course, you know, I haven't seen the Hangar Club's normal softball uniforms. I can imagine. No, it's going to be a softball game between some of the most looked at and listened to dudes in the city over at Bowling Air Base. You want to see it? I don't know. There might even be some good sports action tonight, 6:30 at Bowling Air Base. We'll be looking for you there. 709. Hi, I'm Columbus in the morning. You people are really suckers for this feature material that I've been laying on you. But I do it for that reason. We have, of course, the animal story, which has gained great popularity because of your interest in our, what do they call? What kind of friends are they? They're not our feathered friends. I mean, some animals are.
Furry
friends. If they're not feathered, they're furry. That's what I always say. Well, we have animal stories. Well, of course, a little later on, we're going to have our letter to Dear Mr. C. But the story that I'm going to be laying on you, not right now, but just in a minute or so, well, it's neither one of those, although possibly it could be confused with our animal story, I guess. It concerns high school graduation and, well, one far-out dude named Greg Farrar, Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'll be filling you in on full details in just minutes, so hang in for Music Radio. Hey, right now, I'll turn on to a little bathing suit boogie, Malibu style, California girls, Beach Boys. WPGC, the sunshine, and they look so fine. California girls, Beach Boys, hi, Columbus in the morning, 716. With so many things coming up for you, that Venus and Mars LP delivery from McCartney and Wings coming up. And of course, don't forget our thrilling tribute to Greg Farrar, 17, an honor student at North Middlesex Regional High School, like Howard Cosell in Cambridge, Mass., and a strange graduation story. It's coming up just around the bend.
You heard the weather report.
Beltway exit 30 West. The gang will make it worth your while. Columbus in the morning, 7:18, and here it is. I guess really we can't call this an animal story or Dear Mr. C., but it is our first annual graduation story, really. It should be the graduation story of the year. We tribute this to Greg Farrar, 17, and an honor student at North Middlesex Regional High School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yes, that music does add a nice touch, doesn't it? Well, Greg, dude, we understand. Greg's not going to graduate with the rest of his class. Why? Well, because he pulled down his pants during a student variety show. Well, that would have lent a little variety to almost any show, except some of my old fraternity parties. Well, Farrar, 17, was suspended after his show-stopping performance May 16th. A Superior Court judge Thursday refused his request
to overturn the suspension.
Can you imagine the petition filed in court saying the court lacked jurisdiction in the dispute? Maybe they should have talked with Marcus Welby. Well, a school attorney testified that Farrar was disciplined because he pulled down his pants halfway over his buttocks. Ah, yes, the technical halfway buttocks ruling. School officials later agreed to let Farrar attend commencement ceremonies today, but he said that he would not receive his diploma and officially will not graduate until his suspension expires June 9th. But there's good news because, as I understand it, Greg is up for the first annual Fruit of the Loom Scholarship.
WCBC.